My name is Karen Capel and I'm from Lightwater. My main aim in life at the moment and for the last 3 years is to run Christopher's Smile charity. Christopher's Smile was set up once we'd lost our little boy Christopher 3.5 years ago to a brain tumour. He was not quite six when he lost his battle.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
One of the things which struck us most was the type of treatments that these children have to be administered in order to hopefully save their lives. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Looking at the different options that we had in the way that we might be able to make a difference for others, the only way that we could see anything actually changing in the longer term was to find or be part of finding some treatments that actually work, that are effective and that don't have all the harsh side effects of current chemotherapy and radiotherapy. So that's why we set up Christopher's Smile, with the aim of funding new targeted treatments specifically for childhood cancers. Since October 2008, when we started, so just over 3 years ago, we have raised almost £350,000. We've managed to fully fund two research positions. One post is for 2 years and one is for 3 years. From that work, which has essentially been testing new drugs, we are hopeful that there will be some candidates going into clinical trials. That is our aim, that there will be something new that these children can be offered. We know only too sadly that, you know, as a parent, if you're told there is nothing else in the toolbox to save your child's life, that's not a great position to be in. And if we can be part of changing that, then it's worth doing what we're doing, and that's what we're keeping chiselling away to achieve. It can be 7 days a week, but that's our choice, and we know why we're doing it. Sometimes it's sad to think back, it's hard. Other times it's inspiring, but it does change, and I guess that's part of having to deal with what has happened. I think it's a case of learning. You learn to live with it. And all the while, I suppose that our son's memories are there, which will be for the rest of our lives. I think the drive is there to make a difference for others so they don't have to go through this. We were honoured, very honoured to be nominated for the award, and very surprised. It's not something that we'd thought would ever happen to us. We just know what we want to try and achieve. That's our focus, and that's what we're working to do. No more than that, really.